up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Champs Radio.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang segue, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Yes, indeed. I go by the name of DJ Butch Rock, the official DJ for Thugged Out Militainment. You're now tuned into the number one podcast in the world, The Drink Champs, N-O-R-E and DJ EFN. But before we get to that, I want to play this record for y'all. Remember where you heard this record first. It's called Relax, off the Drunk Uncle Part 2 that's dropping on Easter. It's also known as Drunkle. Check it out.
Oye, cálmate. You heard it before on Drink Champs, right? Eso significa relax. Cógelo con take it easy, papá.
You out of line, slime. Relax. And your weed whack. Relax.
Yes, indeed.
Your chick ugly. Relax. You don't pop.
Produced by my man Hazardous Sound.
You out of line, slime. Relax. And your weed whack. Relax. Your chick ugly. Relax.
Shout to my nigga Mr. Lee. Hold up, listen.
Oye, cálmate. You heard it before on Drink Champs, right? Relax, relax. Cógelo con take it easy.
You out of line, slime. Relax. And your weed whack. Relax. Your chick ugly. Relax. You don't pop off me. Relax. You out of line, slime. Relax. And your weed whack. Relax. Your chick.
Yes, indeed.
Relax. You don't pop off me.
Butch Rock, come on.
I heard the jewels fake. Relax. You two face. Relax. You out of line, slime. Relax. And your weed whack. Relax. Your chick ugly. Relax.
Niggas asked me if they could be on Drink Champs. You know what I said?
Relax. And your weed whack. Relax. Your chick ugly. Relax.
Off that Drunk Uncle Part 2.
Ugly. Relax.
Remember where you heard it first.
Jules fake. Relax. You two face. Relax.
And a wall.
And your crew's fake. Relax.
Supposed to brag about it. I could have been dead when them bullets came. Nigga, ask about it. I could have went to jail for cocaine. Ask about it. Could have been a target when them shooters came.
Down.
14 years old, attempted murder. So now I walk around holding my ground down with no burner. Niggas don't follow my bad, follow my good shit. Still I'm in the hood shit, but I'm doing good shit. Taking trips to the crew, see them throughout the country. A podcast is the hottest thing in the fucking country. Our viewership get big, we getting bigger monthly.
Make some noise!
Yeah, Liverpool deals, better than them coke deals. And we ain't talking made up shit, this ain't no hotels. No imaginary things, just facts.
So damn, Butch Rock, that's murder.
You out of line, slime, relax. And your weed whack, relax. Your chick,
yes, indeed.
Relax.
Shout out to all the listeners worldwide.
Relax. I heard the jewels fake, relax. You two-face, relax. Relax.
Remember when you heard this first? Butch Rock, nigga.
Yo, shout to the people that's always top of the food chain. Shout to the people that keep us simple like Wu-Tang. Podfather, Godfather, a new slang. Anybody killer, and I don't care if your crew bang. But most of them stupid, they need dummy help. I gave them a rope.
Young Really, what up?
Yo, you ain't loyalty, you ain't have unity. You was only down cause you saw opportunity.
Relax.
A disgrace in the community.
Relax.
See, I'm a positive demonstration to anybody that's ever in special education. Resource room, dyslexic, the congregation.
Relax.
I made it out of all of that. Even fell third grade. I remember all of that. Saw the teacher the other day. She ain't doing all of that. Asked me if I had bud. I gave the bitch all of that.
Line, slime. Relax. And your weed whack. Relax.
Yes, indeed.
Your chick ugly.
Shout to the old Left Rack City.
You don't pop ugly. Relax. I heard the jewels fake. Relax. You two-face. Relax.
Drink champ.
And your crew's fake. Relax. You just pop shit when you gonna do shit.
Relax. 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 This isn't your table.
Tell him, Mr. Lee.
Relax. Relax. Hey, no. I don't want to hear your demo. relax. Relax. I don't listen to this bubble rap music. Music. Relax. Relax.
Pray for my nigga DC Twin. Word up.
Hey. Relax. Relax. I never seen your bro with daddy. Daddy. Relax. Relax. This ain't your cooler or your teams, mommy. Relax. Relax. This is not Netflix and chills. Chills. This is Fire Stick and Dick. Dick. Relax. Relax. You're not Mr. Lee. Relax. Relax. Y definitivamente, you're not the podcast. Relax. This is Drink Champ. Relax. Talk down me the table, daddy. That's my studio, bitch. Star run. Relax.
Relax. Hey, hey, Sangria, hope you're Savia. This is your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this Drink Champs motherfucking podcast. Make some noise! And right now, as y'all know on Drink Champs, we celebrate our artists. We respect our artists. We give them flowers when they can smell them, and we give them trees when they can inhale them.
And we drink with our artists.
And we drink with our artists. And we got legends right now. I could give this brother so many accolades, but I'm going to give him the best accolade ever, in my opinion. He got caught with 27 guns at the BET Awards. Let's make some noise for that guy, Derek. Let's make some noise for that guy, Derek.
Where he at? I need to be. Yeah, I can't be around him. Where he at?
And the other guest we got, I'm not going to lie, he's been knocking down everything in Hollywood. And we love him for that. He's making every hood nigga look good. Let's make some noise for our next guest. And we also got my brother from another, Zach Baggins, claiming the building. Just in case we ain't get it, we just introduced T.I., T.I.P., motherfucking make some noise for the king of the South, motherfucker.
South in the building.
Yeah. Hey, yo, hey, yo. If y'all gonna be around, you gotta make noise. Just legends in the motherfucking building. And we got French motherfucking Montana. Make some noise! Yo, so French, what's been going on, man? You've been supposed to be on the Drink Champs. Has T.I., had you ever had a shot of Tiger Bone?
No, I don't do shots.
You don't do shots?
No.
Damn, that was some real rich nigga
flip
shit right there.
Flip the mic around.
I really respected that, T.I. Yeah. I really respected that, T.I. Yeah, you don't take
don't
shots?
Do shots.
But you do Crown Royal.
Yeah, I do Crown Apple and Crown.
Well, as a matter of fact, whoa, stop.
Okay.
I'm not endorsing any particular alcohol. I do several different alcohols depending on my mood and the occasion. Right. Yeah. And the check.
Yeah, too much champagne for drinking champ.
I ain't finna do no champagne.
Drinking champ is the other podcast.
It's all the podcast.
I ain't finna do no champagne.
Why you don't like champagne?
Man, fuck no.
You don't like to celebrate? It's a celebration.
I pop the bottle and pass it off.
Pop a bottle, man.
Pop a bottle.
Let's pop a bottle. We got T.I. in the building.
Man.
I'm wondering how many words I'm gonna learn from T.I. today.
That's a slick move, man.
What? What's that?
You popping bottles, you don't want to drink no real liquor.
Nah, I build up, French.
Yo, BC,
I build up,
BC.
Baby. I don't just, you know.
Man, where the fuck you gonna, why am I popping? Who gonna drink this shit?
We drinking it, nigga. We're everybody. We all drinking it. You almost caught a case, my brother. You almost killed G.
Not this time.
So let me get straight into a hip hop question. What the fuck happened to Mac and Cheese 4?
Shit, man. It was just too much shit with, like, you know how, like, you work on mixtapes and you like a fucking sample Jackson 5 and sample fucking the Queen sample, like, whoever the fuck you want.
Rising to the top.
Then you like you got a whole album done on basically samples, and by the time niggas go and redo the samples here, because nobody want to clear it, you don't want to hear your own shit on it. So it's like, it was that kind of vibe with it. You know what I'm saying? Plus, my shit got leaked. They didn't want me to drop my shit like at 3 months after. But it's all love, though. We're still Grammy nominated. We're still the hottest niggas in the streets.
Grammy nominated. You got it on it for this Grammys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? What song?
Two times.
You gotta make noise for that.
Let's make some noise for Chris Martin. Let's also make sure noise for Rook from the motherfucking Justice League in the motherfucking building.
Shout out to Rook in the building.
Now, T.I., man.
What's
up? You were one of the brothers I kind of seen. Like I might have came out in 97. What year you came out?
2001.
2000. So I seen your growth from the beginning. You're a brother I'm very, very, very proud of.
Thank you.
You stay consistent. You stay who you was prior to you getting in the business.
Right on.
And you're still the same to this day.
Thank you.
How do you maintain that?
I mean, I think a strong sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to know who you are. A lot of cats, they drift away because they don't really have a strong sense of who they are before they come into all of the things that come with the business. Like me, I knew who I was before I got here. You know what I'm saying? So any enhancements is just going to be an enhancement to the person that I already was. I'm not going to, I ain't going to venture off into no weird shit.
I respect that. I respect that. Now, recently, one of our friends, I have to say both of our friends, made a statement, and he said that, you know, he pulled out, you know, a blood rag. It was the size of a comforter. He's our brother. And you addressed his statement. And I seen Young Dro on the Breakfast Club, and everybody asked Young Dro, well, do you think T.I. is wrong for addressing this in a public manner when this is something that he could have called him? And Young Dro said something that was very, very important. He said, well, what our brother did was publicly, so you addressed it in a public manner.
I mean, well, first of all, like, I don't do a whole lot of talking on the subject simply because that someone is someone that I do consider a true dear friend of mine.
He's my brother. So, Tiger Bone. Let's go to Tiger Bone. Go ahead. But I'll let T.I. finish.
What the Tiger Bone?
Tiger Bone.
Right here.
Yeah. It's going to change your life.
It's a Roman candle.
Ain't going to change my life. No, real talk. Like, that's somebody that I really do consider a friend. Like, I got real deal love for him, and it was two parts. Like the first part was sheer
salute.
It was sheer shock. It was sheer shock in seeing what I had heard about this shit. And I'm on the front line out here promoting.
I seen you marching.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on the front line out here promoting this, and you know I'm the one who cats gonna come to all the time with the. Hey, man, you heard this? Hey, man, what you think about that? And I'm always the one who say, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, let's not be so quick to judge and to be critical of cats. You know what I'm saying? Let's give cats an opportunity. But, like, shit, it was, like, the second or third time. And, I mean, it hurt. I ain't like it.
Right.
You did.
Well, we know your statement came from the heart. And
yeah. It wasn't from a place of me trying to.
There was no malice. I smelled no malice in that statement.
And some parts of me wanted to hurry up and address it before someone who didn't have love in their heart could jump on it and address it. If I address it and I get out there on it first, then none of you other fuck niggas can't say nothing.
Exactly.
Because I done already addressed it.
You have y'all spoke since then?
Nah.
Okay. I suggest you do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As a bro.
I'm open to that.
Because you know why? Sometimes, you know, us as artists, we'll sit down and we'll say something publicly, you know, about somebody that we have a personal relationship with, and then if we don't speak, we'll let the public, you know, make our decisions. And us as because us as black men right now, we gotta stick together. I don't give a fuck what
you're
doing.
I'm with him right now. With him right now.
Yeah, we with him
whether
too,
he
man.
Know it or not.
That's right.
You know,
that's
what
right.
I'm
that's
saying?
Big up Lil Wayne right now. Let's make some noise for Lil Wayne, goddammit. Now, Fresh Mark, yo, listen, man. If y'all gonna be here, noise. We got two legends in the building, man. And we got Zach Baggers Clan. You know, that's his thugged out name. Zach Baggers Clan. Because he bagged bitches at Baggers Clan. I seen them. In my mind, I saw it. You know what I'm saying? So, Chris Montana. So, there's no mac and cheese for.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
That's out. I put it out.
Oh, you did? You bootlegged your own shit.
Yeah.
How did L.A. Reid feel about that? How did L.A. Reid feel about that?
Fuck L.A. Reid? My loyalty is to my fans, and you know the, even the records that I put out, I still made the budget back for L.A. Reid. But L.A. Reid, L.A. Reid understood you know the situation. I mean, and shout out to L.A. Reid, man. You know, just for like you know for being the biggest right now, having the biggest label right
Big
now.
Big up to L.A. Reid. He got that bag. I've been trying to reach
a lot
Let's
right
make
now.
Some noise. He got that bag. Yeah, I'm trying to reach. But you just threw out a record, which is very interesting.
What?
Oh, I don't know whose record this is. It's you, Cam, and Kanye. Whose record is that?
I don't even know who record is that.
That's how y'all do it.
You mean Nas and Kanye?
Meek.
That's another one. I'm on point. I'm good at my job.
Big records right there.
They took it down. It's supposed to be part of something that's supposed to be coming out.
Who took it down?
Them people up there.
Diplomats?
Them people.
The Illuminati took it down.
Illumination. Donald Trump took it down.
God damn it.
Yeah, but that record wasn't supposed to be out. He got leaked. You know what I'm saying? But they took it down, though.
Now, French, you got a lot of Hollywood friends, but a lot of niggas don't know you a real hood nigga.
For sure.
You remember when I first hung out with you, Max B, and Roxy Reynolds? Zach, you just came home, right? Yo, let me tell you something. Listen, let me tell you the funniest shit in the world, T.I., right? I'm sitting at the bar, and I kind of feel like Shorty's kind of looking at me like, yo, what's your problem? Why you not recognizing me? And I'm like, how you doing? I'm talking. And she's looking at me like, nigga, I'm the shit. But I don't watch porn, at least not at that time. Right? So I was like, I didn't. What's wrong with y'all?
Sure you did. Yeah,
but I didn't know, right? Max and French pulls out the car. These niggas is damn near like, yo. They elbowing each other. I'm looking, and I'm like, yo. And they both pull me over. They're like, yo, no, you don't know who the fuck that is. And I'm like, no. They're like, that's Roxy Reynolds. Then I look, and it's a line at the hotel just waiting to speak to her. And French and Max B locked it down. Did y'all smash that night?
No, that was Max B joint.
That was Max B joint. Let's make some noise for Max B. Smash it. Porn song, God damn it. We living good out here. Yo, you came a long way. Man. But let's describe that situation.
I just remember Max waking up one day and he just, he found her in the room and he just came out and was like, yo, I think she likes me. I'm French fall back.
Wait. So you did go to the room. You did go to the room. I think I slid off. I remember that part. I remember that.
He said, French fall back.
I love
it. How you feel
that? Yeah.
Nah, he loved it, man. That was his joint.
But Cocaine City. Yeah. Let's take it to Cocaine City. Yeah. I seen your grind from the beginning the same way as T.I. You always grinded, you always had fun, you always smiled. But how did you start Cocaine City? What was that? What was your mind frame?
I mean, honestly, where I came from, everybody had a platform where it's like, remember the time when like Kay Slay had like Pat Puce, Envy had like News. Fucking who else? What all of the every D
Clue and Fab.
Clue and Fab, Envy had Red Cafe. It's now I'm like, yo, this platform is already gone. Like it's too, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what I did, it was like, I always believe in the visual better than I believe in music. I feel like a nigga can hear a thousand songs from you and walk right by you in the street. Nigga can see you one time on TV and recognize you for the rest of their life.
That's deep.
So I believe in visual better than that. So all I did was I knew all the drug dealers from around the way, from Pee Wee Kirkland to Lynch Mob to everybody. So what I did was I came out with a DVD that was just like, drugs on music, Cocaine City. Where I took the people that really did it. I was spreading a positive message because I was grabbing the people that really did it and the people that's rapping about they're gonna do it. So I was kind of like pulling both of them in one DVD and grabbing friends that I knew. And what I was doing was just pouring my freestyles in the middle of the vibe or whatever it is.
And you wanted to be an artist or you didn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the vision from the start.
Oh, that was the vision.
That was his marketing plan.
So you're saying
that's his marketing plan.
I just figured if these rappers with these DJs and the DJs benefiting the money, why can I come out with my own shit?
He was his own DJ.
I promote myself, make the money, and get a deal, and I'm profiting off the whole shit. You can't get no smarter than that. Everybody want to go through the door, I'm going to go through the window. So that's what I was doing. I started. By the time the fourth DVD came out, it was already like, who's Franny Montana? So it was just like, you know what I'm saying? So it spread out like that. Same with like how Shay Davis, it was like that era.
Big up Shay Davis. That's a New York legend there. Yeah. And a Rikers Island legend as well. Yeah. Big up Shay Davis. Yes, this is a fact. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So it was like only three DVDs, like come up, Cocaine, so this and that. So everybody was putting artists on, the artists and that. I was the only one that was an artist, and it was my shit.
Did everybody know it was your shit?
No.
Or was it like undercover in the sense?
I didn't let them know because they was going to hate.
Right.
Now, T.I.
So I just dropped it.
Bankhead!
Church.
The South.
How did you being a brother from Bankhead, what was your start into this business?
I mean, I just pulled up on I pulled up to the studio, got introduced to KP, Reese, and Mello of PA, who was also an Organized Noise. And got put on the spot and asked me if I can if I could rap to a beat, which was like trivial to me. So I just went in there and did
it. Say trivial?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Like
I'm sorry.
For sure he could do that shit.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Basic. Yeah, all right, cool. I gotta steal that word. You know, for I dropped out of seventh grade. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Trivial. Yeah. It's cool. I didn't make many years after you. And shit, man, they put me on the spot and I blazed the shit and they asked me to sign to LaFace.
Right.
And shit, I signed to LaFace. I was on ever since.
You, he brought me some music for you.
Right.
And the way he described you was, this kid is going to be the Down South Jay-Z. This is early on.
Right on.
And I never saw you before. I never heard you before. But I heard the record. I forget which record it was.
Right on.
And I said, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that.
I said, absolutely. Like, do you look at yourself like that? I mean, when I say Jay-Z, I mean like a king,
complimentary. I'm definitely like royalty, but as far as, you know, the Southern Jay-Z, I took more risks and made more mistakes than Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying?
So you the South T.I., that's what you're trying to say.
I mean, people compare me, like, I'm somewhere in the middle of Jay-Z and Tupac. You know what I'm saying? I have similarities to both.
You had cases like Tupac. That's a fact.
The ups and the downs.
I had similarities to both. Right. But I appreciate all aspects of my career.
And you on Roc Nation now, correct?
I am.
Oh, wow. You an artist owner.
Yeah, of title,
That's what I meant. So what does that mean for the because, you know, we got dumb fans.
It's sure.
About 5 million dumb motherfuckers that keep listening to this shit. We don't know why. But big up to the dumb fans. You want to big up the smart fans?
Because you got mad at smart fans.
Yeah, big up the smart fans. Because the smart fans get mad when I big up the dumb fans. But explain that an artist owner. You know what I'm saying? Explain that to the average Joe.
Got equity in title?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically, he just explained it.
Overall, you got equity overall, or just your projects?
It's equity in the overall.
Is there a
company.
Select group that they brought in to have equity in it?
Let's make some noise for T.I. being an Illuminati.
Whoa.
We all in it, baby. Come on,
I ain't claiming that. I do not support this mess.
He's in the hip hop.
T.I. would be like, what's going on here? Yo, so. What is your favorite thing about hip hop? Both of you guys, what is your favorite thing?
I love the OG answer.
Okay,
I mean, for me, man, it's flexibility, independence, being able to get out here and get paid for being us.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry to cut you off. The fans hate me when I do that, but you like being independent more than you like being on that major.
Sure.
Yes, talk to this guy.
Explain
right here,
that.
Man.
No, I had both.
Because the only thing that the majors got is money, and now the majors don't want to spend the money no more.
Yeah, that's very true. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So they're not spending money on marketing?
The only thing we need majors for right now is money. We can put our own records out. We don't need them for pressing, distribution. Mm-hmm. We don't need them, like, for nothing really except money.
They just a bank loan.
That's it. They're fronting us work, okay?
With a high interest.
You know what I'm saying? So instead of us getting our own money and coming and buying what we sell, now you're going off of my potential, you're going to tell me that you're willing to front me work. Okay, cool. So front me to work. If you ain't going to front me to work, then I don't need to be here.
You don't even need to work.
I can go over here if I'm going
to
pay for my work.
Yeah, I'm streaming. You don't even need to work anymore.
Yeah, stream. Now, let me ask both of y'all that. Do you think streaming leveled the playing field? Because, like, Kanye.
Streaming is over. Man,
yeah, physical. Like, physical is over. Don't get me wrong. Like, just like vinyl has made a comeback.
Yeah, it has.
CDs
will be the throwback.
Shit's going to come back. It's going to always come back. It's going to always come back. You know what I mean?
But right now, streaming, Spotify, Apple.
You think it leveled the playing field for artists?
I don't feel like it It's everything. Mm. I feel like it's like 70% of the game. From Spotify to Apple to all these streaming joints. Mm. So, you know, people don't even go like, you know, you used to go to the store, buy CDs. Like right now, it's going.
But it's all about, but now, you know, we used to get paid off of how many people can come and buy this particular piece of a product. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Now instead of getting paid like that, what you do is you drive all the people who follow you, mm-hmm. you drive them to a source, and that source gets ad revenue from yep. different corporations. Yep. And from that so ad revenue, they get to kick you down.
And they have to share that ad revenue.
They get to kick you down, mm-hmm. kick you down, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just that it was what we call a paradigm shift in business. Mm-hmm. Once a business has grown to a certain...
Words from T.I.
That's the truth, man. That's the truth.
I don't even know what it means, but I know it's buttery.
Nah, real
talk. Let's make some noise and learn the words from T.I.
He just saying the game done changed.
Nah, real talk. Like, once any industry has grown to a point,
which it always
where it
does,
has reached the pinnacle, it has mm-hmm. to reach a paradigm shift. Exactly. So it could change, restructure
it
itself,
mm-hmm.
and you can, like, make mm-hmm. money again. And raise the profits. Mm. Like, you can only raise, you can it can only go so high before it has to be reset.
But if you're stuck in the old, you ain't gonna, survive.
I think Kanye set the precedence with that album Life
Precedence.
Of Pablo. Yeah, you know, I'm dyslexic.
Precedence.
Yo, teach it T.I.
With the precedence.
You know, I'm dyslexic, T.I. It's gonna be all day. It's gonna be all day. And you know what else? I was in a resource room. I knew I was gonna learn mad words. But what Kanye did was actually make his shit a live album. And what I mean by that, you know how many albums I made and I said the wrong, like, presidents, or when I was supposed to say
precedent.
You know how many albums I made where I listened to it and it came out and I was like, damn, I wish I could go in and do that over.
Right.
But with streaming, you could actually do that.
You can
actually make your album live.
Right.
So, and I think Kanye was the first person to do that.
Did he?
He actually went and replaced the song. Yeah.
That's fucking
dope. He kept fixing it.
Man, Kanye is really he's the innovator of our generation. You know, he is truly the innovator of this generation. I don't know any other way to say it. Regardless if you agree or disagree with,
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? With his methods.
I was going to ask y'all that.
He has dedicated his fucking life to the progression of music.
Right. To his detriment.
I mean, whether, you know.
I'm saying.
So how you feel about what's going on right now, both of you fellas?
I just wish him the absolute best.
Look at T.I. Let's make some noise for T.I. We got blonde hair now. Y'all saw that? We got blonde hair now.
He's a strong brother, man. He's been through a lot worse shit than that, man. Going through the wire, and I mean, this shit right here is nothing.
His mom's,
It just never hurt him in a way. You know what I'm saying?
But let's big you up, Kanye, wherever you at, man. This is a show that we celebrate our artists.
That's right.
We
ain't like this.
Let me explain something to y'all. These other formats, they'll interview your brothers, and then when you brothers leave here and you step on somebody's shoes and TMZ report it and all, they report it. That's not what happens over here at Drink Champs. We don't report the bad shit. We only report what's live about our artists. Yeah. We big up our artists. We celebrate our artists. This is what happened over here. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? So let's big up Kanye and his yellow hair. Respect that. God damn it. We respect that over here.
He's the only artist that speak his mind. Even though you might not, I might not agree with a lot of shit, like the Trump shit, like different kinds.
I didn't agree with the Trump shit.
I don't agree.
You know what I'm saying? But
I said I wanted T.I. for president because I voted. I put Kanye.
I don't
want
to be the president.
Come on, we're gonna stop this right here.
Nah, I don't want to be the president.
You can speak very accurate,
but it comes to more things.
Look at Trump. Trump went to the same school as me.
But I don't.
Me and Trump was in the same school. Seventh grade dropouts. Nah, I'm fucking around. I'm saying that would be dope.
I believe you, actually.
He's from Queens, though.
Nah, but I mean, I don't want to be president. I'm too selfish.
Nah, that's not it. But listen, the thing about it is, we can't complain and keep saying going to vote if we don't have... Some of us, the reason why Trump is in office, a lot of us couldn't identify with Trump, and then a lot of us couldn't identify with Hillary.
Nah.
So we need to put a a lot of people just in a position that we can identify with. Like, man. I swear to God, I think Kanye could have won.
I think Kanye sparked the idea and Trump to go for president.
But check this out, though,
Puff for president? T.I. for vice president?
Nah, I don't want to be in politics at all. But look, though, what I'm trying to say is...
Hip-hop need to be in politics.
We just never realized or took into consideration how many racists... motherfuckers there were in America. We are the minorities.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Of the total population of America.
Right.
We make up maybe 8%, 10%. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But our music reaches at least 85% of those people.
But we're not talking about music. We're talking about politics.
No,
that's different.
But
what
Trump
I'm saying,
wasn't talking about politics. Trump was talking about grabbing him by the pussy, and he won. Let's make some noise for that. Goddamn.
Make no noise for that.
T.I., let me break down something.
I understand
Trump
where
turned
you're going
politics
with this.
Into a smack DVD. That's what he did.
Nah,
he
tried.
He learned through WWE.
Check this out, bro.
Okay.
One thing about politics is... it's supposed to be for the greater good of all.
Mm.
You understand?
But
what I'm
never
saying?
Is.
It's supposed to be though.
Supposed to
that's the purpose of a democracy.
Right.
The democracy is supposed to be for the majority to look out for the greater good of all. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Sir.
Okay, so right now what he did was he played to the selfishness of the majority.
Right.
Okay? The majority, which is like middle America, like
he played to the insecurities of the majority.
Well, insecurities and the racist tendencies
of the
majority.
He's a better businessman.
Exactly.
That's what the country needs.
Okay. Yeah. But a businessman looks after him.
Yeah, better.
A businessman look after him. You see what I'm saying? Like for you to
Bill
be
Bill Clinton might get his dick sucked. Hillary Clinton might
make some noise for Bill Clinton getting his dick sucked.
No, but check it out though.
My cash filling taking out the whole country.
What I'm trying to say.
You never know how that shit goes.
What I'm trying to say is like. A businessman looks out for him and his business.
Mm.
A president looks out for the country and all of its people.
All of them.
So how about Barack Obama? Were you satisfied with his job?
I mean, I think he did as well as he could have done with the help that he had. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have the house.
Mm.
And they were working against him from the beginning.
You cannot change a country in 4 years. Mm. There's no president in the world I could
change. Yeah, eight years.
But they were against him from the get.
You can't change a country.
There was some significant steps.
But there were certain things that I felt like he didn't address black people, French. Like at the end of the day, like I felt like you know, he should have spoke to black America. Like when he spoke to black America, he spoke to America.
But see, that's the thing though.
He's the president of all of America.
To black America.
No, I'm saying at
certain
point.
Because he's the president of the entire United States.
Right. Right.
How can he only speak to 8% of the country if he's the president of the entire United States?
I'm gonna break that down. When you go campaign,
you'll go see
the Mormons. You'll go see the Chinese. Sometimes you gotta go see your own.
Let me just say something, French. Everybody here right now,
is either
you're gonna go to Miami, LA, Atlanta, New York, you might go to Jersey, you might skip here and there. Do you know how much land is out there
that's everybody that voted for Trump?
The rest of that land.
They don't fuck with niggas, you're trying to say.
There's only a few cities.
Yeah, I don't go there no more.
Me and Tip might go to other ones, get a brown bag. Mm. We got shows.
I'm going.
But it's like, you feel me? But it's like, there's a whole different world that, you know what I'm saying? Like, and people only like, you know, we going to Miami more your weekend. We're going to go there for the vibe, Atlanta.
Sure. But you can't negate the rest of that world either.
No, that world is what, that's how, that's what Kanye was talking about. You've been lied to.
Right. Right.
That's the world that all these racist people that are just popping out now been there.
Okay,
they're
so
just
this
popping
is true.
Out now because Trump is in position.
Can we put a hip hop figure? Can we go to Jay-Z tomorrow and say, "Oh, fuck all this"?
Jay-Z already stood up for Hillary and didn't do nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely correct.
Michelle Obama stood up.
But he ain't as erratic as Kanye.
They did a free concert.
Bernie Sanders was the person to stand up. He should have been the Democratic nominee. He could have won because he had like real plans and ideals.
And Hillary shysted him. They shysted him.
I ain't even here to speak bad on nobody, but I'm just saying.
We're gonna get you to take a shot. And you
also gotta look at it as the first time for a female to be a president. It's like nobody like you yeah, gotta so, break. It's a whole so, other barrier for like
it's still
break.
Sexism so, going yeah, on besides like racism.
Whole different vibe.
It's still I sexism. Mean, I don't really agree with that either. I just don't think she was the right woman. I think Oprah Winfrey she could.
Oh, that's perfect.
Real nigga.
Oh,
that's who I think
she
be the first.
We breaking news
female.
On Drink Champs. Yeah. Hip hop is supporting Oprah Winfrey.
I think Oprah Winfrey should be the first female president.
Oh, yeah,
for real. Or if Michelle Obama does, she wins. Hands down.
Oh my God,
Michelle Obama had
if
a better
she runs, she wins.
Yo, T.I., what grade
down.
You graduated? You had to be, you had to graduate grade 200, like not 12th grade, 200. Yo, cause you mad smart.
My yo, graduated maximum prison.
Yo, because you mad smart, T.I. Can you try to come? Can you control the crowd? Come on, what's going on? This is legendary shit right here. I know it's only a couple people here, but it's 5 million people listening. God damn it. I'm sorry. You a smart nigga, T.I.
Yeah, where's Tiger Bone?
Let's do a shot.
It's
Drinking
Champs.
Let's
champs.
Do a shot.
Yeah.
Drink Champs.
It's Drink Champs.
Yeah. Drink Champs on the podcast. Yeah,
we're Drinking Champs.
Yeah, y'all do that.
Good, you over there. Come on, T.I.
I actually got my GED in the joint.
Yeah. I got 22 credits in Dusty Community College. It's okay. Also jail. It's also jails. Make some noise for us trying to be smart. But I ain't complete my class. You definitely completed your class.
You're the Tiger Bone expert.
Dialect is like I ain't gonna. I'm proud of you. Like,
well, thank you.
Like, cause you a street nigga. Like I hung out with you. I hung out with you like. Back in the days in the studio,
right?
And I couldn't understand what you said. Like you were really hood country. Like blah blah blah. I'm like that. And I it took me 2 minutes. But then I see you when you get intellectual. You know how to go there.
I just speak truth. That's it.
Yeah, Pia.
No, you like going shopping and buying all the food?
Yep, yes I do.
Do you do it or does your wife do it?
No, I do. I like to go.
You like to go? Well, you know about Blue Apron?
I heard about Blue Apron. I heard it's Poppington.
Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country.
I heard.
Blue Apron's mission is to make the incredible home cooking accessible to everyone.
And I heard it's gourmet, right?
Actually sounds incredible. It's very gourmet. Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs.
Sounds great.
Make me even sound smart.
Continue.
Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. And as a result, seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch.
Like that.
Those are your peoples?
Yep. Beef, chicken, pork come from responsibly raised animals.
Produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming.
That's a big word.
Blue Apron can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. and 99.5% of food desserts.
That's wild.
Because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient you require for the recipe, they are reducing food waste.
And going to lose some weight, too.
That's right. Cooking together builds strong family bonds. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often together.
That's dope.
Ali was telling us that himself.
Yeah, a friend of ours is saying that he's been using it for 2 years straight.
Definitely. Those who spend a lot at restaurants or at high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for delicious meals.
I respect that.
Now check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/drink. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/drink. That's blueapron.com/drink.
And drinks is not included.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
What kind of fights you used to have as a child?
What you mean?
Because of the law.
Because I'm wondering why the fuck you tried to fight Floyd Mayweather. Why the fuck you thought you was gonna win?
You tried to fight Floyd Mayweather.
Is that true? That's not true. You could tell me. You could tell me now. Nah, it ain't true.
Hey, man. Only backwards. You know what? If you paid to fight, you talk about it.
If you're not paid to fight,
you don't. $100 million, I'll fight any nigga for $100 million. Right now, let's take.
You fighting Brock Lesnar right now?
What?
$400 million?
$100 million?
Damn, what's up? You're up on a defected Tiger Bone?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah, you just don't want to open it because you don't want to drink.
Ah, come on, French. You know I don't do that, French.
I don't do that, though. French. Like, that ain't really, like, you know, that ain't the move.
What, Tiger Bone talking about
No,
that?
No, talking about shit that happened in the streets.
But I heard you snuffed him.
But you talk about, you don't talk about shit that happened in the streets.
Let's make some noise for T.I. still think he in the streets.
He is still in the streets, brother.
I didn't say I was in there every day, but if some shit happened in the streets, you don't talk about it.
It happened in the streets.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You leave it there. All right,
this is going to change. This gonna change.
Some shit just happened in there. T.I. put me to the side. Look at my money.
You get your shot glass.
And you don't want a shot, right, T.I.?
Nah, I don't.
Because we going to respect our legends. And
my nigga Tip is hands on. He's hands on.
Man. You want me to pour the shots, Rich?
My name.
I got the first one. You got the second one.
What the fuck is this?
Is that a shot?
This is a shot. Why?
Let me know. What the fuck is this, though? Is it a brandy? A cognac? Like, what the fuck is this?
No, it's not cognac. It's a vibe.
Smell it. Smell it, T.I.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Nah, trust me, it's a vibe.
Smell it, T.I.
Tell me some Chinese shit. Nah, it's a vibe.
Yeah, one more. All right, here, French, give him the biggest shit. We call this Macabaya Bing Bongs.
Macabaya Bing Bong.
I hear you. That shit smell like soy sauce.
It's soy sauce.
Yo, I love how you move. You took your skelly off before you took the shit.
Yeah, you know I'm a sweat. Salute. Yo, T.I.
Cheers.
Salute. French. Cheers. Zach.
Yeah. Hey, God.
Macabaya Bing Bong. Make some noise!
Should taste like dirty cobwebs.
Yo, French, you know French. You know French is an alcoholic. You know that, right?
No, I'm an alcoholic as well. I never heard anything.
But you and Puff have an ability to keep going. Like, I see. Off the Rip video shoot, by the way, you invited me to East New York. It was very disrespectful. Because East New York, they just die right there. They just die right there. And by the way, we almost got arrested together. Oh, do you remember that part? The police rolled up. I threw so much weed. I didn't even realize how pussy I was. Because you know, we got the other things, but those is stashed the right way. When the police came, I had so much weed.
Video got us locked up.
The nigga that shot the video.
The way he planned the whole video was just.
You was in East New York. You know that's the most dangerous place in New York City.
But I thought he had situated.
Oh no, we were not situated.
In a parking lot in the back, one way in, one way out.
You had one security.
Everybody,
big up Max.
Don't like each other in there. Everybody around me is security.
This was the death zone. I'm talking about. We're in death park.
You already said East New York.
East New York. We're in the death zone.
That's already.
And off the Rip video shoot, I'm there, and 900 police come. I'm like this.
They knew exactly who had the guns. They ran straight to
them. Yeah, they went straight to the...
Whoever set that shit up, that shit was just like a vibe.
And you saying, who snitched? Because let's blow them up right now.
I don't know.
There's a snitch podcast all of a sudden.
The I don't know nigga? Fuck you. Whoever the I don't know nigga is. You want to do another shot? Because I just feel like...
come on.
I just feel like...
That's just nasty.
You
want
to pour the shots now? That's how we do it.
Man, where the fuck y'all get this shit from?
Macabaya Ping Pong.
Let's try it. Nah,
has this shit been approved by the FDA?
No.
Trump brings it in from China for us.
I'm just saying, this shit got Chinese.
Wait, hold on.
I'm not drinking that.
That's not mine. That's Norris right there.
Trust me. I've been drinking it for years.
Not going.
It's actually an herb.
It's herbal. It's herbal.
If you take one shot, you good. It's actually an herb.
I'm actually cool.
Yeah. You smartest one out of all of us right now.
I'm not pushing T.I. I know he's smart.
This is the shit when you go to the juice bar and buy the bark and buy all that shit.
I could be, even though I just know this nigga smart.
Yeah, I got you.
Let me get some.
You gotta take a little bit.
Yo, nah, I
really
ain't though.
All right. Don't say that crown,
bro. I know it's not gonna work with T.I.
Yes, sir.
Fuck up by a ping pong.
Ratata.
Ratata.
Yeah, bro. But what?
Come on, you ain't hit your shot.
Hey, check me out. Check me out. I just wanna bring everybody to the attention.
Read it, please.
The label on the back.
You read Chinese?
Hold on.
You read Mandarin?
This is a message from T.I.
This is on the back of the shit they drinking.
Just a
government warning.
You done fucked up. Nah.
According to the Surgeon General, women shouldn't drink this beverage during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defect.
Chinese, bro. Chinese stalls even worse. What you getting out of that motherfucker?
It says it impairs your ability. It may cause other health problems.
Yeah.
Like drink, call drink
like,
champs.
Like your joint might not be right.
No.
It just said other health problems. That could be anything.
Oh, by the way, I didn't know if you noticed. That's natural Viagra. You ain't gonna walk around with no thing like knocking shit down.
Give away our shit like that.
Oh, damn. I wasn't supposed to say nothing. I'm sorry. But if you happen to play the game, you will be ready. What's the nigga? Barry Bonds.
I ain't never.
You gonna knock it out the
block. Johnny Pickles.
This is a fact. Johnny Pickles. Who is that nigga? I need you to follow him on Twitter.
I never came to a game but one.
Johnny Pickles.
Big so Brother French, Thunder.
French, what's you up, bro? Knocked down a lot of Hollywood.
Stop, bro. Stop.
You know he was going. Nah. We get crazy.
I know.
Cause it's Khloe Kardashian and shit like that. Cause like she got the nigga leaving his baby moms. What's the nigga? Come on, why y'all niggas get quiet?
Cause you fat.
Is her shit good like that? Do I gotta smell your fingers? You got leftover Kardashian shit on your fingers.
See, that's what I'm saying. As soon as you drink that Tiger Bone, you start talking about joints.
Like, it gets reckless.
Look how smooth T.I. is. He actually made it just to another conversation.
T.I. is like
he's a professional rapper. Yo, listen. So is it like that, French? Is it like that?
Man, I can't remember.
You can't remember?
It's been too long.
Come on, man. Yeah, make some noise. Oh, look. Niggas, that mean they want to hear the story. Come on, French, you want another shot? Come on, you've been knocking down a lot of good joints.
As soon as you grab your the shot of the fucking Tiger Bone.
Yo, listen, your track record is good. We need to celebrate this. And you're a single man.
That's a fact.
You're a single. We got to celebrate this.
I do.
Street niggas is like, French, keep going. We are like, Sanaa Lathan. We're going to get to that. But let's stay on the Kardashian pussy. Let's go. How was it?
Man, let me tell you something. They family, man. Shout out to Khloe.
Miss Big them up. I was in the room with them. Nah, I drank Grey Goose with them.
You know. Yeah. We always going to be family for life.
Yeah. You know? But how was shout it? Was it fantastic? On a scale of 1 to 10.
Hey, brother.
200?
You're a married man.
Yeah, that's okay. Kind of I get away with it. She's over there somewhere. She understands. It's okay. You can't do the part that I'm unembarrassable. Just so you know. Just so you know, I'm unembarrassable. You can bring it back on me. No. See outside. No, that's okay. Chill. Don't worry about it.
You should have
I'm unembarrassable. Puff try. 50 try.
Come here, baby.
No, that's not my
your girl.
No,
that's your girl.
No, I just met her.
Isn't that his girl?
No, no.
I don't talk to nobody.
Yeah.
Well, step back off in the chair.
Yo, look at Tiana Smith! Tiana Pimp came back out!
That's right,
Tiana. Oh my god. Yo, Tim, you was pimping at one point. At one point, you was pimping.
That was pimping right
there. That was pimping, goddammit. That was pimping. Tim, tell us about your pimp days, Tim. Come on. Listen, you right now, you Malcolm X, but tell us when you was red.
Malcolm X,
tell us when you was red. Come on, Tim, please. Tell us one story.
Stop drinking champagne.
Man,
bro. Like,
this is
water. And you're like holding it like that, bro. Like,
that's
just
what
is this, bro?
What the fuck?
You playing pool?
Tell him what you're doing.
What the fuck is you doing, bro?
Yo, let my man be sick.
Nigga like this.
That's four loco, French. Come on, get that champagne, money, give me that cup, bro. No, I'm not doing that. Come on, let's take another shot of Tiger Bone.
Sit down, my brother. Come on, sit down.
You ain't sit down?
I'm trying to get the hump.
Drink
champ
podcast. You ain't hear our shit?
Nah, I ain't even get to hear y'all.
Oh, no, Come on, man.
Yeah, I know. You gotta take some motherfucking
Tiger Bone. Yo, give him a shot. Tiger Bone. Everybody,
give him a shot. Tiger Bone.
T.I. today.
Wait.
It's
only right.
All right. I'm gonna hit you. Listen, let me just say, Zach, my brother, let me just tell y'all something.
Yo, can I ask you questions?
Wait, hold on. Let me just finish the statement. You can ask me anything. Anything. But listen, let me just say something. It's the you're gonna start sweating a little while. Don't worry about it.
Nah, don't worry. This pause, this is good for your little men's and all that.
Let me say,
Can you be from New York for 10 minutes? How about 20?
It was you and then Jeezy. You're one of the first New York, Atlanta niggas that New York people embrace.
Right.
Like, we are directly identified with you.
Right.
And Outkast definitely
Outkast was definitely
the first, but the way they dressed, that was an excuse for New York niggas not to fuck with them.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I fucked with them because I'm a musical nigga. I also fucked with Jimmy Hendrix. I'm a different nigga. Right. I also fucked with Pharrell when everybody said, this nigga look crazy because his chain is like this. And I said, he's a genius. Right. And I was right. Because I'm a genius. Too. You figure smell me. But T.I., listen, we're gonna take another shot. Are you in?
That's a double negative.
I love that I can't convince him. I love
it. It's not gonna happen.
So we got ASAP Rocky. We got motherfucking T.I. We got motherfucking King. French Montana. We want to drink champs. And you got the old school Gucci on.
I got to, man. You know, they just bootlegged the old school.
ASAP, you got beef with your landlord? Let's talk about that.
Nah, man.
What are you trying to say?
So basically, he tried to make it seem like. Oh, pardon me.
How you just come at my nigga like that?
No, it's okay. We all rich. He tried to come at my neck like the new, you know, restorations out there wasn't lit.
Wait, this was in Soho? This was in Soho.
That was my old address in Soho, not my current one.
But yeah, what though? It's over with, because that shit, the old shit's out and the new shit's in.
I'm doing entertainment, T.I. Can you give him back the mic? I'm sorry. I'm doing entertainment. I'm sorry, T.I.
I'm showing his ass.
T.I., you acting like Malcolm X. We need Red to come out. We trying to move. ASAP, you gotta get to put this rumor to the rest. That's what I'm saying.
What's up?
These
man?
Niggas, so they said, so you wrecked the house, they said?
That's not true.
That's not true.
He can wreck the house. He can buy
upgraded the house. I like that story.
I'm saying, look,
tell me how you upgraded the house.
I'm from uptown. You feel me? Like, look at me. Harlem. No, I'm a pretty boy. I keep my nails clean. I look like I'm a wreck.
He charged $250,000 a fucking show. He can buy the fucking house in 3 shows.
What a show?
$250,000 a show. He can buy that shit in 2 months.
But what I'm saying is, they just trying to give me a bad name that I work so good to obtain and shit like that. You know, I'm a young brother. No kids.
I'm fucking my nigga. He's humble, man. I'm gonna tell you real shit.
You know what I'm saying? More money than others. More money than most around my age, especially.
That landlord can suck dick with his eyes open.
So you tell me.
He always hanging on there like that.
So ASAP.
Not with the eyes open.
So ASAP.
My nigga humble.
You telling me you're not going wrong?
Yeah.
What? The bitches?
Not going raw? You gotta go raw.
In the bitches?
Man, you gotta
raw.
Let me ask you, you paid for a couple of abortions out here, keep it real. You know, like, murder unit, right?
Oh, you going there?
Damn! He took it to the Bronx!
They still with me right there.
Come on.
I'm with the murder mommies, murder unit shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Murder unit,
you know, y'all niggas always like getting the popping out there.
Yeah, we close
like
the tunnel.
Always. Who was the niggas that gave y'all the biggest vibe out there? Because y'all went against Queen, like Nas and them.
We went against
Bravehearts. Y'all went against it. Who was the niggas that it was really a vibe? Because I heard a lot of stories.
That gave us a competition?
Yeah, that gave us, it was like a vibe.
I'm going to be honest. You want to be honest?
It was like 300.
Nobody. I'm gonna be honest.
Stop, bro.
Yo, listen. Yo, we just took. I'm gonna be honest. No,
I'm 100, bro.
Look, you can take your glass off. Look at me out of eye. Listen, out of eye. Listen to me. You know who gave us the biggest challenge? It was the tunnel security. And you know what they did? Yeah. They got down with us. They put on the murder unit jersey. Right. They just said, fuck.
No, that's
you can't beat them. Join them. And you know what we did? We beat niggas up. I ain't gonna lie. I walked niggas to their cars. Haitian jacking them niggas. Mm-hmm. Mike Move. No, I'm not gonna say their names. And they're very famous. They're very famous people. But Haitian jacking them niggas
about
said,
some shit
you're not leaving.
Like in the middle of the street. What was it, Queensbridge? Like, it was some shit was like... It was like a real vibe, like two clicks going heavy. I don't know who it was. Y'all and Mobb Deep.
Oh yeah, we shot them niggas a couple of times, like twice. Guys. Okay, anything else?
Yo, word the mother.
Anything else? Word the mother. No funny shit.
Broadcast. Anything else?
No funny shit. Wow, Nori stories in the past.
Yeah, yeah. Ian wasn't for a reason.
No, I'm a real shooter.
That's my
like,
name.
I'm a real shooter.
That's
like,
what we're doing.
My son
go to the church, smoke a honey boat.
Respect him. I love him.
Some of my nigga Capone.
Capone chilling. Hopefully he's not shooting people. Let's just
see.
Yeah, hopefully. But he's a shooter. He's a shooter.
No, don't let
these
niggas dig you back into it.
Nah, that's okay. It's past 7 years. The feds.
So I guess Mobb Deep was the niggas that was.
Listen, I'm just let everybody know. I'm gonna just give a disclaimer. There is no statute of limitations for murder.
No, I never murdered. No,
because you said
never
shoot.
No. It was
okay,
like,
cool.
Go home.
Stop.
Go
okay, cool.
Yeah, he said, go home.
Nah, I didn't want y'all to know that.
Like, go home. All
right, well, I've done my part. Y'all go ahead.
You met Maka Haya Bing Bong.
Maka Haya Bing Bong. Yo, T.I., can you be a lawyer? Can you be the hip hop lawyer?
Nah.
Come on, listen. This is what we gotta do.
Nah, I'm talking about that. I couldn't do
this. He's the counselor right now. He's the counselor.
This is what we gotta do, T.I.
What's up?
What we gotta do is put a hip hop figure in office.
Nah.
Then, wait. Just hear me out. You ain't hearing my plan out.
I'm listening, man.
Look, hear my plan out. We're gonna put a hip hop nigga in office. We're gonna Oprah. I like your choice. You say
Oprah.
So we're gonna put Oprah in there and Jay Z's vice president.
No.
Okay, not Jay Z. Who we gonna pick?
Man, listen, bro. This is the thing, right?
Joe Biden.
Nah, man.
Joe Biden.
It's that, man.
Let's pick a hip hop nigga.
We need to raise somebody who was born and entrenched and who has studied hip hop.
Well, I think we could do
and have them do
years.
Politics. You know
Killer Mike
saying?
Would be good, man. Killer Mike.
J. Cole.
Nah.
Why not Killer Mike?
You know
Mike
what? I go for Killer Mike.
Somebody got to be like Clear Hat.
I
go for Killer Mike.
We'll get him right.
I'll fuck with Jay Z on that part.
I think Killer Mike is straight. He knows what he's
because anybody used to getting that much money, man, like you got to be a certain amount of selfish to make it to that point.
Bum B would be.
Bum B, Vice President.
Bum B will be
Secretary.
You guys are not being realistic.
Good.
You guys are not being realistic.
Well, we're going to hip hop?
No, all I'm saying is you got to think about the entire spectrum of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, of course, me as a Southern nigga, you know, I would love to see Bun B as the president.
Me too.
But I got to know that this motherfucker's elsewhere
another
who won't
shot.
Feel
and
like they're being represented.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Common. ASAP is in.
Common
would be
how dare you say
Common.
How dare you say Common. How dare you say David Banner? Nigga, I live in Mississippi.
Nah, David Banner is the
David Banner.
Really
but David Banner don't even want to be in politics.
It's going to be real. Hey, it's going to be some revolutionary shit going on.
Yo, T.I., tell me if my plan is fucked up. This is my plan. To put a hip-hop president in office and then make T.I. the mayor. And then
I don't want to be
Two Chainz the governor of Atlanta. Hey, hold on. Let me out. And then Jay-Z, the mayor of New York.
How about this? Okay, how about you appoint anybody into any other position
you.
That you want but me and let me do what I do? Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I really have no interest in no kinds of politics.
Tiger Bone,
come on,
Juice Ball, 125th.
Come on, dog.
Yo,
pull me some.
Did you say Dottie?
Yeah, because that's that fake Dominican shit. That nigga be a sushi mambo all day. Dottie. That's what they say, sushi mambo. Yo, Dottie. Yo, big up to Mr. Lee. We ain't forget you, Mr. Lee. Big up to Russ. Big up to DC Twin. Big up to City Boy D. Young Really.
Shout out to Gabby. Gabby made that.
Yo, Gabby. Yo, Gabby. I was very, yo. Yo, let me tell you something, Fritz. I was very happy when you switched back because I heard you was out there managing yourself. It was terrible. I can't get in contact with you.
Let me tell you something. I managed myself my whole life.
Yeah, I managed myself too. Let's make some noise for that. But let's not forget Ali and Randy Acker. They also make me great.
I go on vacation. I can't manage myself.
He the only nigga that he use a phone like this.
Oh no, he put his phone in his neck. And it sticks right here.
Is that Gabby? That's Gabby? Nigga use the phone. Yo, Dottie.
Like
we're not doing that. We need $55,000, Dottie.
He's a walking app.
He's a walking app. Big up to Gabby right now. Sure. Big up to Nelson. Big up to Eric. But big up to T.I. for hanging out with a bunch of New York niggas and feeling comfortable.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Go ahead. Talk.
T.I. was the first nigga to come out of down south that sounded like a New York nigga. Like that was flowing and doing all that vibe. There's no nigga that came out of down south. Why you not drinking, bro?
I'm drinking, homie. You want some of this?
Am I right or not, Till? Absolutely.
Yo, French, why you ain't drinking your shot,
man? Now, what y'all don't know. Shut up. Don't threaten me.
Why you not drinking your shot?
I can't wait for you to say that, Playboy. And look,
same cup since I walked
in. Try some of that.
What's in here, bro?
Go ahead. It's on you.
It sounds slow, right now. What's this right here?
It's mad fruity. Drink it.
It's mad fruity. Drink it, Turk.
It's mad fruity. Drink it.
You seen that though?
No. He drinks it. He drinks
it. I don't got to take shots.
My brother, go ahead. Drink it, brother.
Drink it. Yo, we got rosé. Nigga, come on.
I'm the most lit nigga at the table right now. Yo, let's drunk right now.
Nah. You want to open a big bottle? Are you fucking rosé?
All y'all niggas.
Hey, get with it. I was going to do 40 hours in this conversation.
This is $100 blunt, right?
But y'all know, like, I didn't just start coming to New York when y'all motherfuckers heard.
I know
of
you
me.
Was moving them. Things.
I knew it was something to it because you was rapping like a nigga from New York.
Sound like he was moving something.
You was moving back. Like you was like you sounded like
we talking about the past.
Nah, listen to this though.
You got it.
This shit about to make a lot of sense.
Good.
Now real talk. I got property and family and everything in New York. My daddy was born like. Well, he.
I'm born and raised in New York, and I don't got property in New York. Let's make some noise for T.I. He's smarter than me. Goddamn. Go ahead. Continue, T.I.
Nah, real talk. My daddy and his brothers.
Sound like the movie you was in. What was that movie? The movie you was in.
I think it was in 1900 movies, son.
Look. Nah, the other movie.
How about this?
But the real homie from Harlem.
How about this? Let's just back up.
Frank Lucas.
Yeah.
Let back up off all the bullshit and the jokes.
Let back up off all the bullshit and the jokes.
I'm talking about my dad and my family right now. So my daddy, he was born in 1930, left Atlanta in 1950 with his brother because he said Atlanta motherfuckers weren't going to let nobody get to enough money without telling on them, and he moved to New York. They went up to Harlem and started moving, you know what I'm saying, during the motherfucking the Renaissance, you know what I'm saying.
T.I.'s a half a Harlem nigga on the low.
I mean,
my daddy, he was born in Atlanta, but as long as he had me when he was 50.
You know what I'm saying? So I had an old man daddy. You know what I'm saying?
That's your dad. I'm still busting.
My daddy was 50.
Let's make some noise.
My daddy was 50 when I was born. You know what I'm saying?
That's a real nigga. I'm gonna have my next show when I'm 50.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't drink rosé?
Nah, but y'all niggas got me lit.
But I knew that though. Like when I was hearing this shit, I'm like, this nigga cannot be from Atlanta. But no, I was.
I mean,
I was born and raised in Atlanta. I just
just spent like
you
summertime.
Sound like Jeezy.
I spent summers in New York. Like, you know, so every summer like they'll send me to New York
sound like
and spend
Jeezy.
Time
sound
with my,
like
with my dad and shit.
You know, if I had to compare,
you wouldn't sound like Young Jock. You wouldn't sound like Soulja Boy. You wouldn't sound like Jeezy.
Nobody else.
Your shit was just
Soulja
like
Boy from Mississippi.
If I, what? I heard you had a sit down with Soulja Boy the other day.
I did.
Thank you. And he from Mississippi. You just said.
I mean. As far as I know,
why'd like, you have to sit down with him?
He told me he was from somewhere that I had never known him from to be from, but he told I know him to be from
Superman.
Now. What was you saying?
You said you had to sit down with him the other day.
I mean, we weren't necessarily sitting down, we were standing up, but.
No, we were just talking about Atlanta rappers not sound like my nigga Tip, because Tip came out sounding like he was from New York. That's why. That's the whole point.
Tip ain't sound like he was from New York to me. He sounded like he was like the Rakim of Atlanta. The first lyrical nigga. The first nigga
that's
no disrespect.
What
New York niggas
is.
Because Andre
and
Big Boy
New York niggas is. Lyrical
for sure.
Niggas.
For sure.
If you're not lyrical, niggas be like, yeah, you know
that.
What?
You got that.
Yeah,
right.
That's what New York niggas is.
I mean,
by
shit,
the way,
bro.
T.I. smoked every blunt I passed to him. Let's make some noise.
No Tiger Bone, all the blunt.
No, I didn't.
No Tiger Bone.
I did not.
No, he said well, it's
not.
On camera, so I don't know.
No, I did not.
Turn off the camera.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
So I got some real shit. Yo, Tip. On a real note, pardon me for even bringing this up in front of a lot of people and shit, but after everything you've been through,
You don't have to say it.
After everything you've been through, what advice you'll give to a young nigga like me who got a lot ahead of me and that didn't been through half the shit you've been through as far as you know what I'm talking about? I mean, trials and tribulations, while famous, while rich, while successful. Please give me some game on how to stay out of trouble and all that other shit.
First off, real rubbers,
I'm a good guy, though.
Real rubbers.
Sure.
But it may have been to my house. Molly, go
they may have been in my real house, though.
Hold on, Tim. Before you answer that. And Rocky, that's the shit what every young kid want to hear about.
Sure.
And let me tell you another thing, too. For somebody that where he was at that point, when he was, like, on his way to perform and do the biggest shit in his career, do all the vibe,
silences.
Going through the negative shit in life that made you bust them kind of moves and just, you know what I mean? Doing what me
real
and you would have did.
Yeah, real niggas.
What you would have did, what anybody in this room would have did, just being right. Because you don't know where it's coming from, protecting your life. And that
that's
shit
real nigga
backfire
shit.
On you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Well, any one of us. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, I think what I've learned more so than anything that, you know, it's a difference. Talk. It's a difference when you choose to take matters into your own hands and you leave it in God's hands.
Pop that ASAP.
You know
pop
what I'm
that,
saying? It's a huge difference. Mm-hmm. Like when I every time I choose to take shit in my own hands and handle it my own way, shit fuck up.
Yeah.
When I leave it in God's hands,
well,
it seemed fucked up. But it worked out all right. You know what I'm saying? So I think the advice that I would give you
as a running shot tonight.
That's
right.
Shout out to my
leave
people.
It in God's hand. You know what I mean? Don't try to fix shit yourself. Don't expect for you to be able to put your hands on something and change it.
They said when you make
Jay
plans, God
trust in God work. That's it.
Would that mean also, step back? Would that mean step back?
One moment. Let me shout out to my people from Moet Rosé keeping us laced up. My people are Keith Howard.
Fucking tricks of this.
Let me get like 4 bottles, Rosé.
I knew this
come on, my
shit.
Nigga.
He'll give you some bottles.
I'm gonna come clean up this box, though, bro.
Yo, my nigga, more than shit.
What's up, Brandon? There's a little person in there.
Pop it.
Keep it out, Brandon. Brandon. Brandon Williams. Big up to my people at Moet.
Who at Moet here?
We're supporting you, Slime.
You gotta let him leave with some Moet bottles, man.
I can't leave with
him.
Where's Bel Air?
Where's Bel Air?
Yes, man. Take it.
It's empty. It's yours. It's empty.
I need 4 bottles, though.
You're gonna leave with 4 bottles.
All right, but leave the box up for a second.
But you gotta show us you drink rosé first, son. Let's show us you drink rosé. Pop that.
Yeah, I knew it was a trick, bro.
No, it's never a trick. It's never a trick. We don't revolt right now. That's a trick. That is a trick. All right, okay, relax. All right, come on.
Shout out to Puff.
Yeah, shout out to Puff.
That's my nigga.
That's my nigga.
The first billionaire black man I know.
Yeah, that's right. That's big up Dre. Big up
Puff. I was just finna say, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Dr. Dre. Mm.
And you wrote some Dr. Dre rhymes, right? I heard about that.
Yo, Nori on the show.
T-O-N-Y. I'm on my hip-hop shit. I know. I'm like the feds. You can answer whichever way you want. I just know the real answer.
See, like the feds.
Yeah, like the feds. Like, I know the answer.
Not really like the feds.
Not the feds. I'm saying.
So, you're a Queens nigga.
We don't play no
Queens. What happened back in the day with Keith Murray and Mobb Deep?
I wasn't there. I was in jail.
Damn.
That was like nine. That's a question, though. Back in the day.
I came home 97.
No, hold on. 96. Niggas really kidnapping DJs, throwing them in the trunk?
I did that. Yeah, that's true. Yo. Me and Pun. Right. I did it first, and then I gave it to Pun. The recipe.
Damn, Pun needs to come pick me up.
Said it already on the podcast. Damn. Big up to DJ Absolute.
Now, Pun was the only nigga that had,
kidnapped DJ Absolute, and then after that, I gave Pun the recipe, and then Pun kidnapped DJ Who Kid. But, I mean, we've got over that.
Everything we say in the day is...
We are in a great space as people.
I mean, no, that's back in the day.
That's back in the day. We are in a great space.
But this year in the hood, we are doing what for the community?
We are doing... You know what we're doing? You know how many niggas are we doing for the community this year? I flew all these niggas out to see this great experience, to see people like you, to see people like ASAP, to see people like Friends.
All
Zach,
these niggas live here, bro.
No. No, they don't. All young niggas.
It was a nigga in the corner like, yo, I'm from Watts, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I picked them up and came back. But all these niggas
I'm for
right
Chris, y'all, bro. I don't know.
I grabbed you like I was Puff Daddy. You remember that? But all these niggas over here, you know, I want them to come out and see my experience. Like a lot of people, I go in meetings with Vice.
Shit,
I go in meetings with the MTV. I go in meetings with Complex. Yeah. I go in meetings with all these people, and they all want in on my product. And it's great, but you know what I do? I don't tell nobody to wait outside. Yeah, but I tell them to come in the meeting.
But you always been like that. That's why I was asking you about MU.
That's right. Yeah, they
always roll like that.
They right there.
Yo, can I please have a greatest 90s story hip hop fight right now, man? I'm not trying to hear nothing.
Talk your shit, Rocky. I want to hear
who got knocked out in the 90s, B, and who acting hard right now, who got knocked out.
Who got robbed?
Who got, yeah, when niggas was really getting robbed. When niggas really getting robbed.
You know who rap hard.
That's
real.
We're fucking interviewing you right now, Playboy.
That's real. Spill, bro.
Yeah.
Who got robbed, spill, bro?
Who got robbed?
Ayo, no.
That's why I'm not ready for it. That's why I be on my chill shit.
That's what it's about.
On the real
note, Rocky, let me address you direct. If you get the mic, let me address you direct. Brother. You know what it
that's
is,
why I
Rocky.
Love you.
Let me just tell you something.
You talk about 5 million views, 10 million views.
We had so much fun, and all the people who played the game. And I ain't talking
who
about
who got
crack
robbed,
game.
Brother?
Huh?
Who got robbed?
There's a lot of niggas got robbed.
Kidnapped.
Yeah. Rollies took.
Yeah.
Did not come. The niggas that's not coming on Drink Chance right now, it's a reason.
All right.
All right, so a lot of people don't want to come on Drink Chance.
Yeah, look at me.
It's a reason. Fucked up.
We reached out to everybody. But the niggas that didn't come, it's a reason. So. Listen to what I'm saying, Rocky, because you're the young. I'm not calling you. I'm not disrespecting you in no way. I'm just saying you're the youngest. But what I'm trying to say is,
I'm an old head. No, I got gray hairs, man.
You're old, and you named it the Rock Kim.
Yes, sir.
You named it the Rock. So it automatically makes you 40.
Thank you, bro.
It automatically makes you 40. But listen,
what are you
Rocky.
Gonna tell? I ain't going to work. Keep talking.
We did a lot of dumb shit in the 90s.
You did.
But you know what it is? It's about having fun and smiling. I smiled every time. I had fun every time.
He was
and
kidnapping the niggas smiling.
Yeah, definitely. But that was then. But now I'm a different man.
I go to church
in my mind on Sunday.
In my mind.
I go to church. I got a beautiful wife. I got beautiful kids. So I enjoy.
God bless you for that, bro.
I enjoy the moment.
You changed your life all around.
But what happened back then is what shaped New York for you to be
type
who you
shit,
are right
for
now.
Sure.
For French to be. So many people tell me French is the new Noriega. And at first I was mad at that. But then I said, you know what? That nigga ain't the new Noriega. Hey. That nigga's the new improved.
Thank you, my nigga.
Because I ain't never hit a Kardashian. High
Thank
five.
You, bro.
Hey, hey, check this out.
And you hit Sanaa Lathan. Let's get
five, two.
Let's get to the Sanaa Lathan pussy. I heard she crazy.
Hold on. Let me say something.
I'm gonna tell you something.
I got a piss, man.
French don't even worry about that getting fly shit. My son be fucking all the bitches too.
Sanaa Lathan. Let's get
my son be fucking all the
bitches. Because you ain't gonna answer Kardashian pussy.
Okay.
Come on, Tim. You good?
Let me say something.
As being top five snipers,
yeah,
in Hollywood.
Yeah, you.
These people you got in front of you right here, it's so legendary.
Mm.
I don't think you understand. But look, though, I'm gonna tell you something. There's not that many people that.
I respect Sanaa Lathan, she's a beautiful lady, she's a loving basketball player, loving everything, brother, hold on, every joint from the wedges, come from New York and come to the hills, come from Atlanta, come to the hills
and just like, you know, And get with the vibe and catch the Big Bang Theories and like and catch like a you know what I mean, like a real vibe. It's like it's a special vibe.
You,
you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, is we ain't supposed to be here.
I gotta talk to you about this shit, man.
When you come to Hollywood, I tell anybody come to Hollywood. It's like Six Flags.
Ain't small. And you took the nigga from what's the nigga Nick?
What's the nigga from the Lakers?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
That's what's about hip hop. Hip hop took that.
Snitched on him.
Tell him Fritchie.
First of all, Rocky, that's Rocky girl.
Hold up, never. Hold up, listen.
You slipped right in there.
That's French Drake.
You slipped right in there.
Rocky has that for me.
Hey,
look, we got a 5 minute warning. We got, hey, look, in 5 minutes, we don't have to go on back in here and get doing this shit we were doing for y'all got here.
No, we're not.
I'm gonna pay the invoice off the one of y'all motherfuckers. I'm gonna pay the invoice that I done paid. So y'all got five motherfucking minutes. I'm gonna let y'all know that. Five minute cool. 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 Five minute cool
Man, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't know what Pharrell looked like. I wouldn't know what Pharrell looked like. Yams always fuck with you. My brother always fuck with you. Rest in peace. And on him, I just want to say thank you for what you did for hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Real shit.
Rest in peace to Yams.
Make some noise for Yams.
Because you know why?
Chinks.
You know why?
Drugs.
Free Mac.
All day.
Chinks, Free Mac.
R.I.P. Mac. Stack bundles.
Stack bundles. But let me just give us something about my nigga Yams. Yams, you know, I came to y'all show. By the way,
thank you.
Do you remember that day
in
Miami?
Yes, I do.
Listen, I come dolo.
Oh, I was there with you too.
You was?
That was when the shit happened. The
no, you wasn't.
Okay.
The shit happened.
Yeah, okay.
He wasn't there. Yeah. He wasn't there. Yeah. I was there, my
yeah,
G.
I was there, my nigga. Like, even though
listen, Fritz, hear me out.
Drink me all of this right here.
ASAP, tell me. ASAP Rocky, these niggas got a show in Miami.
Yeah, that's.
I swear to God, I don't go with
Shout out to Gino.
I go with light niggas. We go, fuck that nigga. We chill.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
No, you wasn't.
Listen, we light. Listen, we light. So I'm saying that. I'm saying that.
We get more listen to you, and you're the fucking host.
Stop it, friends. You know I'm. You know I'm here. You pour another shot, nigga. Let's go. You
know, nah, man. Come on, man. Yeah. 1 minute.
All right, hold on. Let me just explain what happened. So these niggas making alternative music. So I'm thinking I could go there by myself, and a couple of people. I go there.
Couple
these
of people.
Niggas beat the shit out of this nigga.
Like, hey, Sam Rock here now.
Wow. That's the past, bro. Listen, I'm a changed man. I'm a good boy. I ain't have a case since 2011,
sound like
12.
Me, my nigga.
Exactly, and I'm only 28. I don't like jail. You feel me?
Happy New Year.
Ain't no bitches
every
in jail.
Every day is Happy New Year on Drink Chat.
Ain't no bitches in jail.
We have nothing to defend ourselves against, man. Yeah,
yo, I love that T.I.'s the lawyer.
For nothing but a celebration. You understand that? We finna get back in the hill and goddamn start back to get more money and make more music.
And it's true, cause I got to get pissed too. So this is how we're gonna end it. Listen,
I think you've been drinking wine all fucking day.
Take another shot. I told you, take another shot. Let's go.
I feel so disrespectful.
Let's go. But look though, back to the point.
Nobody
talking about
drinking the bottle, bro.
Nobody drink that shit.
Back to the point.
Nobody else in cutting checks.
What's kind of cheese?
You were saying you gonna end it like this?
You got a liquor, T.R.?
Huh?
25%?
Nah.
You want to get into a liquor company together?
I do not.
I'm popping on.
My nigga, drink your shot, bro.
You got a restaurant.
I do.
Let's pick up that restaurant. Because you know I got a food show.
Stop.
I got a food show.
You might not want to associate the restaurant.
You don't want to fuck with drinks.
No.
No, I got a food show, bro.
Drink your shot.
Damn, T.I., we're not good enough.
Glory.
You don't want to
say.
You think T.I. just banned us from his fucking restaurant?
I'm trying to step up from the table. I got work in here. You gotta work. All right, so listen, T.I., if you gotta go,
can you please let the people know what you got going on before you walk away?
And
that's a Yacht Master Rolia. You still getting a lot
it
of money.
It is not a Yacht Master.
That's not the right platform.
What Rolia is that?
It's a Sky Dweller.
We on you, nigga. Let's make some noise. You still getting a lot of money, my nigga. I love that.
I mean, I get enough.
Cause we doing it too.
But not enough.
I ain't getting enough.
Never enough.
So tell us what you got going on,
man. Shit, I ain't doing nothing.
We got some wet coming. Shout out to
my city right here.
We got more young than we can.
Big up City Boy D. Big up Sonogram. Marilyn, come on. What's up? Come on. Where your shot at, Trench?
Yeah, bro,
I'm gonna let y'all have this.
No. Please tell us what you got going on before you
ain't
leave.
Ain't nothing but music, movies, and money, man. That's it. That's all it is to it, man. A little fashion.
Can you give us a big word before you? Can you give us a big word before you leave? Give us a big word that
indubitably.
I don't know what that means. ASAP, come over here. Come on, move over. What's that you got on? I don't even know what kind of animal that is.
A mink?
Mark Jacob. You know what I mean?
So is it an animal or it's not?
It is.
I know, my nigga. Yo.
Peter's gonna fuck with you?
Yeah, it's your shot.
I can't talk to you. My nigga, is that a shot? Look at that.
Pour some water, nigga. Come on, nigga.
You've been disrespecting the whole drink.
Bro, you ain't sipping nothing. No, even your man been babysitting.
Yo, come on. My man, you wanna drink this? I told you to drink it, dog.
I'm off the Hem Rock from earlier. I got the Moet. I got the Tiger Bar. Y'all niggas got me on chill.
I build up, French. French, I build up. Nah, you ain't gonna take that shot.
Yo, what is that, bro?
French, you ain't gonna take that shot.
What is that?
French ain't taking that shot. French ain't taking that shot. Go, French, 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 French,
Yo, Slime, I ain't one of these Jersey Shore niggas.
Ooh.
Hand pumping, dancing on the carpets of the carpet, start smoking.
We were drinking for 2 days, Slime.
You ain't gonna take that shot, though, friend.
We ain't start drinking till the show started. Come on.
Let's see it. Let's see if you're gonna take that whole shot. And pour me another one. I'm gonna join you. I'm gonna join you with that. Come on, ASAP.
Pretty boy.
Come on, ASAP.
Oh, I like style too.
Come on, give ASAP another one too. Come
I'm
on.
Straight.
Nah.
Come on, bro. What is that? What kind of drink is that?
Yo, that's not a shot.
Big bottle already got me fucked.
All right, yo, you can't take that whole shot, friend.
I'm not taking the whole shot.
Of course, taking some of that.
You've been lying to me the whole night.
I can never lie to you.
Wait. Where's ASAP?
Nah, hold on. Come out. ASAP, you gotta take. Nah, you gotta take one.
I took two.
I took
none.
Where's this cup? Here. I'm gonna give you half.
Yo, first of all,
I'm good on that.
No, this is going here.
I'll take it all.
Come on.
Oh, wait, now you gotta give him some, Fritz. Fritz, give him some.
Let's do it.
Look, look.
Oh, my God.
Now give him
some. That was all part of the plan.
Come on.
Y'all gonna take a shot or what?
Yeah, I'm taking a shot. I took the 17.
What's up?
All right.
Bro, you gotta give him half your shot. Look at my shit.
My shit. Flooded. This is what
my
you
shit
pour.
Is flooded, bro.
This is what you pour. Yeah, come on, ASAP, don't leave.
I'm fucking
are we standing up?
Come on,
stand up.
Nah, you gotta hit that. You gotta hit that, ASAP. Come on. Harlem, you leaving Harlem out right now. You leaving
Harlem. Right there, though.
I'm holding it down. I'm from Queens, the Bronx, and Brooklyn right now.
I'm watching it
out. I'm Miami, my nigga.
Watch y'all niggas. Y'all niggas like elbowing each other.
ASAP, you gotta finish it. Come on, everybody else finish it.
What happened?
Nah, ASAP, you can't do that. You the only nigga for the new generation. You gotta represent
that
for the new
generation. Making me feel like we back in high school.
Yeah,
here we are.
I'm not sipping no.
Rocky. We did it to Diddy. Come on. You gotta finish it.
Yeah, my nigga, look. Next time you do a show,
yeah.
Have everybody drinking, bro. And make it a lot exciting.
Relax, French.
God, what was that?
You're not drinking? Man, I'm on it. Somebody like just.
That's my water. Drinking. That's my version of water.
Oh, yeah, we're not drinking? Here, that's I told you to drink my shit.
You're not drinking none of this shit.
Who not drinking none of this shit?
Bro.
You're starting in Miami.
That's how I do it.
I'm flying
home. I let the fans see me sober and build up to it. This is what the show
that's
is.
The gaffle, no, come on. That's the OG gaffle.
Hold on, time out. I had 50 Cent do this. We had DMX do this.
50 Cent
had...
drink vitamin water.
No, nah.
Stop.
No, he ain't drink vitamin water.
Stop. He drank Ethan.
Ever vodka?
Come on, sit down.
He drank four
sit
shots
down.
Of
let's
his joints.
Let's get to the bottom of this. Right. Sit
did
down.
Did you ever go to the club and order Ever vodka?
Yeah, I did.
Do you know what's even in that bottle?
I don't know. Explain.
No. He drank.
50 definitely drank.
That man got a vitamin water deal.
My man, he drank. I promise you, he drank.
I never saw that man drink a bottle of fucking liquor. Like, never.
He got drunk. I guarantee you.
Shot. Yeah, he got drunk.
Of course, because y'all don't get drunk.
All right, let's take another shot. Let's take another shot, friends. Come on. And you ain't finished your shit. ASAP.
Nah, he don't want to drink it.
Listen, let me tell you something.
You're letting down a new show, people.
They be all right. Them niggas said Biggie already. All the real niggas here.
Hey, but talk to the mic. Pick it up. Something. Come on.
Come on, that's a man homo.
But sit down, man.
Look, I'm gonna keep it real with you.
You fucking around 5 million viewers. Come on.
But sit down, man.
Sit down, come on. You got the Fabulous chains on. Come on, sit down.
Fabulous chain?
Yeah. Come on.
But look.
Not your Libra. Come on.
Look.
Sit down. Come on.
I ain't gonna go there with you. I'm not only 10 million viewers on that. You smart.
Sit down. Come on.
Look, let me tell you something. You gotta come correct.
The viewers can't hear you. You gotta talk to them.
Why are we not correct?
You're ASAP Rocky. No. Come over here, ASAP. ASAP, come over here.
Good.
No.
Come back to me. I'm like,
to
L. Cool J, bro.
Yeah, to you.
You gotta come back to me, bro.
Please. Let's
you gotta come back when it's time for you, like, really not going in.
So,
like,
no more mac and cheese for all.
Right, when you come back, there's no more Moet. It's gonna be straight Tiger Bone. It's gonna be Bark. It's gonna be Henny. It's gonna be some rock. It's gonna be some real
and
shit.
And when we did that,
we're gonna have a real session.
Puff edited us when we did that.
Why you do that with Puff? You don't do that with me.
That's what I'm trying to say. We were scared because you're on Bad Boy. You're on Bad Boy.
We were scared. You me?
Yeah, we kind of treated you like
a
bad boy.
Rocky, hold on. I'm with you, bro.
All right. Yo, hold on. But we got to take a picture. And a drop. Come on. All right, we done?
Let's do this.
Picture and a drop. Outside,
Hey, yo, Haz, hold up one second. I want to let everybody know they could check us at drinkchamps.com. Follow us at drinkchamps on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check Nori out at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and New Year Nori on Snapchat. You can check me, DJ EFN, at Who's Crazy Instagram, at DJ EFN on Twitter. at Who's Crazy on Snapchat. Make sure you follow the team, our visual media manager, Rich Blanco, at Rich_Blanco on Instagram and Twitter. Our engineer, Hazardous Sounds, at Hazardous Sounds on Instagram and Twitter. Our photographer, Big Drain, at Drain on Instagram and at Big Drain on Twitter. Our graphic artist, AKZ, at AKZ916 on Instagram and Twitter. Also, shout out the whole CBS Play.it team. Follow them at PlayIt on Twitter. And make sure you grab yourself some Drink Champs shirts, shot glasses, and cups, and all that merch at DrinkChamps.com or check our homies at 8and9.com. Head over to iTunes and pick up the singles For the Win, Moguls, and Petty, as well as the Drunk Uncle Project from Nori. Also, my album, Another Time, is out now, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or physicals at crazyhood.com. Check Hazardous Sounds Project, Save the Culture, and you can check that at hazardoussounds.com or check it on all digital platforms. Also, look out for Nori's cooking show coming very soon and my Coming Home Vietnam film, which you can see the previous films about Haiti, Cuba, and Peru currently on Revolt TV. Shout out the whole Drink Champs Army. We really appreciate your support, and we out of here.
Yes, indeed. Before we sign off, I gotta blast this record off one more time off the Drunk Uncle Part 2 that's dropping on Easter, also known as the Drunkle. It's called Relax. Check it out.
Oye, cálmate. You heard it before on Drink Champs, right? Eso significa relax.
Talk to him one more time, Mr. Lee.
Oye, cálmate. You heard it before on Drink Champs, right? Eso significa
Drink Champs.
Relax. Cógelo con
Dickie. The number one podcast.
You out of line, slime. Relax. And your weed whack. Relax. You out of line, slime. Relax. And your weed whack. Yeah. You out of line, slime, relax. And your weed whack, relax. Your chick ugly, relax.
Remember where you heard this first.
Public.
Butch Rock.
Relax. And your weed whack, relax. Your chick ugly, relax. Pop bubbly, relax.
In a wall.
Heard your jewels fake, relax. Your toothpaste, relax. And your cruise fake, relax. When you gonna do? You know how far I came, I'm supposed to brag about it. I could've been dead when them bullets came, nigga, ask about it. I could've went to jail for cocaine, ask about it. Could've been a target when them shooters came, dogged it. 14 years old, attempted murder. So now I walk around, holding my ground down with no burner. Youngins don't follow my bad, follow my good shit. Still I'm in the hood shit, but I'm doing good shit.
Come on!
Taking trips to the crew, see them throughout the country. Our podcast is the hottest thing in the fucking country.
Yes, it did.
Getting big, we getting bigger monthly. And we even got Puff.
Make some noise!
Yeah, double bowl deals, better than them coke deals. And we ain't talking made up shit, this ain't no hotels. No imaginary things, just facts. So go and take a shot of the tiger for cataract. You out of line, slime, relax. And your weed,
yes it is.
Relax. Your chick ugly, relax.
DJ EFN, what's up?
Relax. I heard your jewels fake, relax. Your toothpaste, relax. And your cruise fake, relax. You just pop shit when you gon' do shit. Yo, shout to the people that's always top of the food chain. Shout to the people that keep us simple like Wu-Tang. Podfather, godfather, a new slang. Anybody killer and I don't care if your crew bang. But most of them stupid, they need dummy help. I gave them a rope and then they hung themselves.
Yeah,
ain't loyalty.
You Hazardous Sounds.
You was only down cause you saw.
You got another one.
A disgrace in the community. Relax. See, I'm a positive demonstration to anybody that's ever in special education. Resource room, dyslexic, the congregation.
Relax.
I made it out of all of that. Even fell third grade. I remember all of that. Saw the teacher other day. She ain't doing all of that. Asked me if I had bud. I gave the bitch all of that. Out of line, slime. Relax. And your weed whack. Relax. Your chick ugly. Relax. You don't pop bubbly. Relax. I heard the jewel.
And yo, remember
fake.
Where you heard this record first.
Your toothpaste.
Butch Rocks.
Relax. And your cruise fake. Relax.
Yes, it did.
You just pop.
N-O-R-E.
You gon' juice.
Relax. Relax. This is in your tech. Relax. Relax. Hey, no. I don't wanna hear your damn voice. Relax.
Relax.
I don't listen to this bubble rap music.
Relax.
Relax. Relax.
to a Mr. Lee.
Relax. This ain't your cooler on your titties, mommy. Relax. This is not Netflix and chills. This is Firestone.
Relax.
Dick. Relax.
Relax.
You know me.
Relax.
Relax. Definitely do on me. You're not the podcast. Relax. This is a dream channel.
Relax.